Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a video on three myths of Gandhi. Three myths of Gandhi. Gandhi is a man that is almost universally praised worldwide for being just this very moral person, very humble person, this big pacifist. And, you know, even Christians will say, you know, wow, you know, he wasn't a Christian, but he was such a godly and great example for us and everything. There's actually a lot of myths of Gandhi. And the reality is, from a Bible perspective, the Bible says, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did they to the false prophets. And so when the world lifts somebody up, it actually can be a sign to us that they might not be what they're said to be. They might be a bit of a phony. So I want to give you just three myths here to explain to you the truth about Gandhi. And one myth about Gandhi is that he rejected Christianity because Christians were just too mean. And so oftentimes, you know, you'll even hear pastors talk about this, about how we need to be godly people because Gandhi would have been a Christian. But the reason why he wasn't is because we didn't have the right attitude. Here's a quote from Gandhi. He says, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ. I would say to Gandhi that I don't think you actually know who Jesus Christ actually was. I don't think you really paid attention to what he actually said in the scriptures, because he claims that Jesus Christ was great and he loves Jesus Christ, but he hates Christians. Now, of course, there are Christians that are hypocrites, because all men to some degree are hypocrites. We are sinners. We're not perfect. But the idea that Christians are just so bad and he chose Hinduism because Hindus are so great is just ridiculous. I mean, there's always been bloodshed with the Hindus and the Muslims over in India, and the Hindus during his time were massacring people. And you know, the Hindu scriptures talk about, you know, the gods of the Hindu scriptures, very evil gods, and they committed a lot of terrible atrocities. And Gandhi was very much a hypocrite, because as we're going to see in the second point, he was not a moral person at all. He was actual sexual deviant, a racist, a terrible human being, but yet he claims he would have been Christian. Christians were nicer. Well, here's from an article, this I believe from Wikipedia, and here's just a quote about Gandhi as he spent a lot of time in South Africa when he was just a young man. It says, during his stay in South Africa, along with scriptures and philosophical texts of Hinduism and other Indian religions, Gandhi read translated texts of Christianity such as the Bible and Islam such as the Quran. A Quaker mission in South Africa attempted to convert him to Christianity. Gandhi joined them in their prayers and debated Christian theology with them, but refused conversion, saying he did not accept the theology therein or that Christ was the only Son of God. Now, here's the thing. I am not a Quaker. I disagree with their religion. However, according to this, Gandhi read the Bible. He was around other Christians, or at least so-called Christians, people that would claim Christ as their savior. And then Gandhi said he refused to believe, he did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. So the reason why he didn't convert to Christianity is because he didn't believe. The Bible says, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But it says, if you don't believe the Son, God's wrath abides on you. And so you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So look, I do believe as Christians we should set a good example. But the reality was, Gandhi was not a moral man. And out of his own mouth, you know, he did not believe Jesus was the Son of God. So it's not that, you know, he believed, or he claimed to believe, but it's like, man, it's just Christians are too mean, so I don't know if that's true. No, he just didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. You know, it also says this about Gandhi. His comparative studies of religions and interaction with scholars led him to respect all religions, as well as become concerned about imperfections in all of them and frequent misinterpretations. Gandhi grew fond of Hinduism and referred to the Bhagavad Gita as his spiritual dictionary and greatest single influence on his life. Later, Gandhi translated the Gita into Gujarati in 1930, so into another language. So here's the thing. Gandhi respected all religions. Now, wait a minute. You said you like Jesus Christ, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Gandhi said he was the only way to heaven. So here's the thing. Pretty sure you don't know who the true Jesus Christ was, Gandhi. And so it's very hypocritical for a man who is a very immoral person to claim Christians are just so mean, when in reality, he just didn't believe in the Jesus and the God of the Bible. So point number one, The myth is that he rejected Christianity because Christians were mean. No, he just didn't believe. Point number two, the myth is that Gandhi was a moral person. Gandhi was not a moral person. He was very immoral. And so one thing that's very famous about Gandhi, and this is something that when people hear this, they think this must be a lie, it must be a conspiracy, it must be fake. And then when they study it out, they're like, oh, wow, this is just a fact. You know, people can't deny it. About his sexual perversion. So he made a vow of celibacy as a married man, saying he would not sleep with his wife or anyone. He just took a vow of celibacy for spiritual reasons. Well, that's unbiblical and ungodly because, you know what, if you're married, you owe that to your spouse. But he took a vow of celibacy. And the reason why it says is he felt guilty about having, you know, sex while his father was on his deathbed. So his father was dying, and he took a break to sleep with his wife, and then all of a sudden his dad died, and he felt guilty about it, supposedly his whole life. Well, that is pretty bad if your dad's about to die, but you're such a sexual deviant that you can't even be with your dad on his deathbed. So that shows the character of Gandhi. But here's the thing, he didn't even take this vow of celibacy till over a decade later. So it seems like it's just some stupid excuse. Like, I don't know if he's lying about it. I mean, what a stupid lie to make. But he said this, it is the duty of every thoughtful Indian not to marry. In case he is helpless in regard to marriage, he should abstain from sexual intercourse with his wife. So basically, do not get married if you're a godly person. And if you do get married, don't sleep with your spouse. I mean, what kind of a warped mind would say this? But it doesn't stop there. This is weird, except he performed a lot of sexual experiments where basically he would test his vow of celibacy. And so he's a married man, but he was sleeping with a bunch of naked young little girls, and he was watching strip teases and all this pornographic sort of stuff to test himself. He was getting massages done while he was wearing no clothes, naked massages to test himself if he could control himself, and he claimed this was a spiritual thing. No, it sounds like you are of a reprobate mind and you're a sick weirdo. He says this, for me, Manu sleeping with me is a matter of dharma, which is moral duty. So he said to be moral, he needed to sleep naked, and this is his grandniece, okay, who's a teenager, and he's an old man at this time. And he says, iconic images of Gandhi show him walking with two young men on either side, his hands resting on their shoulders. So he became an old man, and you see images of him with two ladies that are helping him. Those two women who replaced his walking sticks were Abba, who was 17, and Manu, who was 18, his grandnieces. By day, they would walk with him. By night, they would sleep with him naked. They were among the many women, subjects with whom Gandhi conducted his experiments. He considered this an important thing in regards to morality and spirituality. We have to understand that in Hinduism, sex is something that's glorified. It's not considered wrong. This is why at many of the temples there are images of even bestiality, because any form of sex is not really considered wrong. And so Gandhi saying, well, this is for moral reasons. Well, as a Hindu, it pretty much seems like you're admitting you're just sleeping with all these young little girls, but you're trying to make an excuse. And he was literally sleeping in bed naked, no clothes, with women all around him naked. And supposedly, he didn't do anything. I mean, you're insane if you think nothing actually happened. And this is what he said. You know, he said to try to get this woman to sleep with him, sleep naked with him. We both may be killed by the Muslims and must put our purity to the ultimate test so that we know that we are offering the purest of sacrifices and we should now both start sleeping naked. This is a direct quote. And so I want you to realize Gandhi was a perfect example of a spiritual person who would use his position of authority to prey on people and take advantage of them. And you know what? When you read the writings of what took place, of biographies and eyewitness accounts, these women were often crying, depressed, having psychotic episodes, and he had some sort of, you know, hypnotism power over them where they were doing things that they felt terrible about, but they thought they needed to for spiritual and moral reasons. And this is what a lot of religious leaders, whether it's in Hinduism or other religions, they use that position to actually prey on young little women, sometimes young little boys, and just do disgusting things. And it says that, you know, one thing also, Gandhi, by all eyewitness accounts, by everyone around him, he always talked about sex. Well, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It's like, why are you always just thinking of sex all the time, unless you're a sexual deviant, unless you're a pervert, because a normal person doesn't always think about this. And so, you know, he even talks about this with another situation with a couple other young women. He talked about how there's these two women who wanted to sleep with him naked, and they admitted, we have no desire to try to test ourselves, we just want to sleep with you, and we want to actually have, you know, physical contact with you. And he said he deliberately put them in the experiment because this is going to be a good test for him whether or not he could control himself. And then all of a sudden he basically writes, you know, kind of afterwards, maybe I should not have. She often used to sleep with me to keep me warm even before I was conscious that I was making an experiment. Now wait a minute. How's she keeping you warm if supposedly you're not actually having contact? And basically what he's admitting is, well, he did actually sleep with her. He's like, yeah, maybe I made the wrong choice. I was trying to test myself and I screwed up. And look, you know what? You can read various reports and you know what? They tried to hide the information. It's obvious that he was sleeping with these young women and doing disgusting stuff and claiming it was for spiritual reasons. Well, what's the defense of this? Well, there's two different defenses people make. One defense is that if you're a really great person, you're going to have major flaws to balance out the greatness. Kind of like the yin and the yang in Taoism. You know, you have, if you're really great, you're going to have these major flaws. Well, that's ridiculous. What Bible verse do you have to support that? And what do you have that would say that Gandhi was a great person? I mean, he was a racist, and I don't even have time to go into that. It's just a bunch of lies and just complete false, all the stuff, the good stuff they supposedly say about him. He was a sexual pervert. What good thing is there to say about Gandhi? And I would say there is nothing good. Another thing people say is, well, you know, you just have to understand it was part of the culture. And it's just different when you grow up in the Western world. You don't really know what it's like growing up in a different... Look, that's offensive to everybody from India. And it's also offensive to Hindus. Even though, you know, me making a video against Gandhi is kind of criticizing Hinduism, and I'm talking about the problems in Hinduism, here's the thing. The average person in India is a normal person. The average person in Hinduism does not have their conscience seared with a hot iron. So to suggest this is normal to the average person in India or even the average person in Hinduism, that's offensive to them. Gandhi was just a sexual deviant and terrible person. Even some of his closest men, though, condemned this. And this disproves the idea that it was culturally accepted. On March 16, 1947, Nirmal Kumar Bose, one of Gandhi's closest associates, wrote a letter to Kishoral G. Mashruwala, another of Gandhi's close colleagues, saying, when I first learned about Gandhi's experiment in which a girl took off her clothes and lay under the same cover with him, and he tried to find out if any sexual feeling was evoked in him or his companion, I felt genuinely surprised. Personally, I would not tempt myself like that, and more than that, my respect for women would prevent me from treating her as an instrument in my experiment. And that's a great quote, because if you respect women at all, and if you have any sort of wisdom, you realize, you know what, I'm a sinner. I don't even want to put myself in that situation. You wouldn't do something so perverted. So look, he was not a moral person. He was a sexual deviant. He was a racist, which I don't even have time to get into in this video. Point number one, the myth is that he rejected Christianity because Christians were mean. No, he just didn't believe Jesus was the Son of God. Point number two, he was a moral person. He was actually not a moral person. And point number three, myth number three, is that he was universally praised in India. He was actually not universally praised in India. And so he certainly isn't universally praised in India today. One thing you have to realize is that Gandhi was killed by an extremist Hindu. I think a lot of people might not be aware of that, but he was actually killed by an extremist Hindu. And the reason why he was killed, Nathuram Godse killed him, who was part of the RSS political party, roughly 70 plus years ago, it's because the fact he wasn't Hindu enough. He was capitulating to the Muslims. It's not really that he was capitulating to the Muslims, though. The real problem was that Gandhi only cared about himself, and then you reap what you sow. But he was killed for basically not being Hindu enough. And so here's a quote from Gandhi. Should we not remember that many Hindus and Mohammedans own the same ancestors and the same blood runs through their veins? Do people become enemies because they change their religion? Is the God of the Mohammedan different from the God of the Hindu? Religions are different roads converging to the same point. What does it matter that we take different roads so long as we reach the same goal? Wherein is the cause for quarreling? Now, truly, Hinduism does teach that we're all worshiping the same God. But you know what? In practice, in India, there are many Hindu extremists that say you must be Hindu, you must follow our rules. And so here's the thing, a lot of people in India were not happy about that, and he was killed by an extremist Hindu. And the RSS political party is rising in India. And if you pay attention at all of the news happening in India, you know, what you're going to see is that there has been so much bloodshed between the Hindus and the Muslims. Many reports will have that a Muslim girl that was 6 or 7 years old got just violently raped and murdered by a bunch of Hindus. And the defense they have is this, that, well, when the Muslims stop eating our cow meat, when they stop eating cows, when they stop eating hamburgers, we're going to stop murdering and raping their women. And it's a big source of divide in India because many people wanted to turn India into a nationalist state where you must be Hindu. Roughly 80% of the population is Hindu, but there are a lot of different denominations or religions, specifically the Muslims, where they have a lot of violence and disagreements at the moment. They've even put a statue up recently of this person who killed Gandhi. And so it's a big source of divide. And it's interesting because when you look at their prime minister, Narendra Modi, the prime minister of India, he doesn't publicly say he supports the RSS, but based on his actions, you can tell that he is for a Hindu nationalist state, from my perspective. And a lot of people believe that as well. And so Gandhi is not universally praised, especially in India today, because many Hindus don't like Gandhi. He was murdered by a Hindu. He's considered, you know, too nice to the Muslims. And especially in today, as the violence between the Hindus and the Muslims is growing quite a big bit, it's become a big source of divide for people. And so even in India, Gandhi is not universally praised. A lot of people do not like Gandhi. And so point number one was the myth is that he rejected Christianity because Christians were mean. No, he rejected because he didn't believe. Point number two, the myth is that he was a moral person. He was not moral at all. And myth number three is that he's universally praised in India. He's actually not universally praised in India today. Many people don't like him. And it's interesting when you watch interviews with people about this issue of, you know, should burgers be allowed to be eaten? And it's honestly a dangerous situation if someone's caught eating a hamburger in India. They could be brutally murdered by extremist Hindus. And this is something that is happening a lot. And the news in the Western world is only talking about Muslim violence worldwide, but there is a lot of Hindu violence that is taking place because they are worshiping cows as gods, whether they want to admit that or not. So those are the three myths of Gandhi. And look, the bottom line is this. Gandhi was a wicked person. He was a sexual pervert. He's a sexual deviant. He was a bad guy. He was a reprobate. And by his own actions, you can see that he had no conscience. He was a terrible human being. Anyways, thank you and God bless.